congratulations on being the flag bearer and getting set for the Canada Games. Tell us how you felt when you heard the news.
Yeah, it was great news to hear. Being at the Games last summer, it was cool to experience them. And then especially like one thing that stands out was seeing the flag bearer and kind of stuck in my brain, like that would be a cool position to have. I wasn't really sure how much of a shot I had at getting the position when my coach told me he was going to nominate me. But it's very proud to be able to represent Saskatchewan in this way. And I'm excited to see what Saskatchewan can do at the Games. And I'm very proud to be walking in to the Games, kind of leading the pack.
Where are you at now in your pre-games preparation leading towards heading out next week?
Currently, I am in Insel, Germany. Qualified in January, I qualified for the World Junior Championships. So I've been in Insel since the 31st of January. Last week, we competed in the Junior World Cup finale. And then this coming weekend, there's Junior World Championships starting this Friday. So it's pretty, it's a big 3 weeks of racing, but in skating, like, it's good to have some tune-up races before. Not that the World Championships are necessarily a tune-up race, but it'll be good to have some experience racing on my legs before we get into the Games.
Awesome. We can open it up for questions if anybody wants to jump in. And again, we can use the hand raise function, or if you're going to have to unmute yourself. So Derek, why don't you go ahead?
Okay, Luke Gustafa, just your thoughts when you found out that you were going to be the flag bearer of Saskatchewan. That had to have been a hugely proud moment. Just a little bit more on that maybe. And what that combination was like when you were able to tell your parents.
It was something we've been talking about for ever since my coach let me know that that he was nominating me. It's been something we've been talking about quite a bit, just how cool it would be. And when it finally got that message that it was actually selected to be the flag bearer, it's such a cool moment. Like I said, what being able to experience the games and do the closing ceremonies last year and follow Saskatchewan through the ceremonies, I was able to see how cool important the flag bearer is to the team, and I'm really proud to be able to do that for Saskatchewan and PEI. It was a pretty great moment.
I apologize. And somebody else has their hand raised. All I see, the name is DX3F. You want to go ahead?
Yeah, that's Kevin Mitchell at the Star Phoenix. I don't know how to Kevin. Change it because I'm technologically dumb. So, but yeah, anyways. I have a couple questions for you just about the speed skating and the cycling part of it. First of all, what does it mean to you to be doing, the Canada Games in two different sports? Not a lot of athletes get to do that.
It's pretty cool. I really, really enjoyed the Summer Games last year. It's a pretty great atmosphere. I would say that I'm currently probably more leaning towards the skating side in the two sports. So I'm very looking forward to these games, especially because I'm much more competitive on the skating side. The games were an incredible experience in the summer, and it's pretty fun to be able to do two of them in like a, what is it? I don't know, 10 month period. It's such a great time. And especially to be going into these games, looking towards medals and then being the flag bearer, it's pretty sweet.
Does cycling help you when you're getting ready for speed skating? Is there a parallel between the two sports where they can kind of help you in the other sport?
Yeah, definitely. Speed skating is like the training for speed skating includes a lot of cycling, weightlifting, and then dry land as well as skating. So the summer of cycling has really helped me, especially just with like base fitness going into the skating year. I can kind of change my training so that I'm doing a lot less like base fitness hours compared to most skaters, and I can just focus in on the skating itself a lot more. And then again, there's also like on the mental side, it's really good to just be able to switch up between the sports and have my skating time and then be able to change my focus and do a summer of change it up. competed in it, still keep competing because I love competing, and to do it on the cycling side is also really fun.
And my other question for you, I guess, would be you. I know you said that, you know, speed skating is kind of becoming a priority. Do you have a favorite among the two sports? Is that an easy or hard question if I ask you, you know, which one is one that you like to do the most?
I'd say skating, probably. I love both sports. I think the reason that skating takes a bit of a priority is because within skating, it's really easy to stay on the bike. When you go into the skating versus cycling question, if I choose skating, I'm not compromising the cycling side as much because I still get to ride my bike a lot and races still fit into the schedule. So it's kind of the best of both worlds almost.
Great. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, John, you've got your hand up next.
Yes, thank you. So Luca, after the pandemic, how did you prepare mentally when competitions returned? Like everything?
Yeah, the pandemic creates a bit of a shocker, just going so long without competition. I'm lucky to have a really good training group in Saskatoon with teammates who do both cycling and speed skating. And we're all really good friends, which means that we compete with each other on the regular. So while structured competitions may not have been going on throughout the pandemic, there is always that aspect of competition for me and my teammates, whether it was like a signpost sprint on the bike or who could do the fastest lap that day at training. So it wasn't a major shock getting back into competition, but the one challenging aspect I'd say is that it's the gap of COVID. I feel like I missed out on a lot of it was a jump from the smaller competitions. Like now there's some national championships in the youth categories, and then coming out of COVID right into the bigger competitions, like junior national championships and like road cycling nationals, and then like junior worlds and stuff like this, and Canada Games. It's kind of, in a sense, I feel like on paper I've missed that section of competitions, but in reality, just having a really great training group allowed me to kind of smoothly transition back into the competing, and it wasn't a shock or anything. I've also had through SAS Sport, I've had the ability to meet with like mental trainers and other staff, which also helped me through that a lot, especially now that kind of coming into these bigger competitions, meeting with mental trainers really helps me just make sure I'm staying on top of the mental game going into the bigger meets.
So coming from the World Junior Championships, what do you expect for the competition here in the Canada Winter Games?
Well, I would say that the competition is going to be, it might sound like it would be a step down from Junior Worlds here, but in reality, it's going to be pretty stiff competition in PEI. There's all, I'm lucky enough that most of the teammates here are going to all of my teammates here are going to the Winter Games. So I kind of get to size myself up against them a little bit while I'm here. But there's also many very, very strong skaters who are going to PEI. It's not like it's going to be a step down by any means. It'll be hard racing, and yeah, it should be a good and challenging competition week.
All right. Thank you very much.
Derek?
Yeah, Luke, I was going to ask you once again about representing Saskatchewan as the flag bearer. Is it more pressure for you going into these games as an athlete? Do you feel you have to perform at a higher level because you also have that designation as the flag bearer for Saskatchewan? Or is it something that maybe just makes these games maybe just a little more special, not necessarily more pressure?
I think the title has the ability to create pressure, but like working with mental trainers and like talking to coaches and teammates, I think that it really just adds to the experience. I don't feel like anyone has put pressure on me like to medal in certain. Of course, I'm going to do everything in my power to bring home as many medals, for Saskatchewan as possible if I have the opportunity to do so. But I think the flag bearer is really just, yeah, like you said, something that just adds to the experience, and it's going to make it a really special games.
Just one more. And have you heard a lot of athletes, fellow Saskatchewan athletes who have been the flag bearer, have they reached out to you and not provided any tips or anything like that, but just maybe just thoughts on you representing the province, being the flag bearer, I guess?
Well, to my knowledge, it is not public information yet. So I haven't heard anything yet, but my inbox is open. So I hope I can get some advice.
Yeah. Thanks, Luca.
Yeah.
We'll get Mark on that. As it's going to start going out this afternoon, no doubt. Dave Thomas?
Yeah.
Good afternoon, Luca. Just a couple of quick questions from me. First and foremost, short-term goals. What are your short-term goals for this event? And then how can those goals or the conversion of those goals lead to maybe the completion of some long-term goals that you may have?
Yeah, short-term goals for sure are, I focus more on the, I do all the races, competitive and most. My specialty lies more in the distance races, that being like 1500, 5K, mass start and team pursuit. So my heavy focus lies on those four. And I like to bring home, I would like to bring home a medal in each four. Again, that's not a make it or break it for me. I think that focusing on the medals only gets you so far, and you got to really focus on how to get those medals and the process towards it. Which kind of ties into the long-term goals of making an Olympics team and competing on the Senior World Cup circuit. I think just treating every competition like it's an important one and finding the process, training hard. The medals are always kind of like a reward and a reminder of what hard work brings. So I think, yeah, long-term goals for me are mainly making an Olympics team and competing on the Senior World Cup circuit, as well as Junior World Championships next year, which will be my final year. That's kind of like a midterm goal, I guess.
All right, great answer. And Luca, the other question, being a Saskatoon guy, obviously over at the Gordie Howe Sports Complex, it's undergoing a number of transformations, including the Clarence Downey Speed Skating Oval. What have the upgrades meant to you in your training there?
Yeah, it's been really great. Of course, during construction wasn't ideal. But the Gordie Howe Sports Complex was really good about, even while the building was being built, they still did a good job of providing us the ability to train in Saskatoon. So yeah, the upgrades have been pretty fantastic. The new building we've got there is pretty, I'd say, up there for one of the nicest outdoor ovals in Canada for sure. The ice is this year especially has been fantastic all year, which is allows me to train consistently, which is a big thing. Yeah, I've been loving it, and the ability to, all the facilities in the area make it kind of a athlete's paradise almost.